Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
K&C Masterpiece. Bye. Right here on 105.3 The Fan, where I definitely had the volume up too loud. You got me, Kevin Hagelin. You got, oh man, Corey Majors. Mm-hmm. And the famous Alec Medford. Gentlemen, welcome to the program. How the heck we doing?
Why is it so loud?
Yeah, how are you and Bobby doing? Like, y'all were in a fist fight just now.
That was odd.
It was odd.
Like a very calm and rational discussion.
Kevin, at one point, you remember the story about Jerry Jones and Stephen Jones and the Johnny Manziel? I had the name in my hand, and Stephen
Jerry Jones and Alex story.
Stephen threw me up against the wall, and then we fought about it. And then there was the one about Dion and how he went and made the deal without talking to Stephen about it. And Stephen threw him up against the wall, and he's like, "What are you going to do? Hit your dad?" And that's basically what happened just moments ago. Bobby threw Kevin up against the door, and Kevin goes, "What are you going to do? Hit your daddy?" And I was like, "Oh my gosh!" And so these two were going back and forth with each other, and here I am just like panicking, and Alec is in there, he's just cackling, and I'm just like in panic mode, and I want to know what the Tolos think. Who would win in a fight between Kevin and Bobby, bare knuckles? And actually, this isn't bare knuckles. They have to dip their hand in wax, and then they dip their hands in glass, and then they bare knuckle glass fight each other. Who would win?
So that was your take from, that's not really the way I read the article.
Kevin, when you grow up in a home.
Oh, no.
Where your parents are constantly nice to each other.
Oh.
You start to imagine.
My dad was not around, so that
oh, dang, I knew I hit one. And neither
really
was Bobby's
interact.
Mom, so.
Oh, my God.
But he would make that joke, so that's why I feel like it's okay. See, I need to not be okay with that. That's the thing. When Bobby makes jokes, and I'm like, he's like, it's fine. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Then you feel emboldened, embiggened to do it. And I don't think that's something that I should be doing. So I won't do that anymore unless he says it's okay. But back to you, Kevin. Do you think you could win that fight?
I don't know.
Alec?
I don't, because Bobby is a psychopath. So I think he would figure out some sort of creative way to win.
Okay. See, that's what I was going for. I wanted to know Kevin's way. I wanted to know how he would approach it. You know, what it would be his approach to trying to take down Bobby.
Perhaps a German suplex.
Oh, yeah.
Kevin got that mad at Bobby for not paying his taxes. He paid his taxes. He just needed an extension, which is totally fine.
It's different than Choppy, right?
Yeah, man. I really do kind of want to ask Choppy just more about that whole tax situation.
Let me see your last 4 years of W-2s.
Yeah, I have thoughts and questions. All right, I'm assuming we want to get into sports and not mermaid talk, right? Are we going to save mermaid talk for a different time?
Yeah, mermaid talk might be a completely different conversation for another time.
Okay, all right. Well, then we will hold on that. In the meantime, can you go ahead and give me cut number 9, please, good sir? Because I want to talk about the Cowboys' defense. Sorry, Alec.
They'll fourth and one have to go. Yep. Fourth and one at their own 15. Out of the I formation. And Smith is going to throw on fourth and one. Pressured again. Down he goes. Odighizuwa at the five. And the Cowboys take over at the five with 2.5 minutes left.
Now, I think the key for this, obviously, we all agree, and we talked about this to a certain extent yesterday, is going to be consistency over multiple games against significantly higher level competition. But the question, because Jerry talked a lot about it yesterday, kind of feeling like a new defense, do you think all the new additions, whether it's return from injury or the trades they made, could lead to a new Cowboys defense?
When you say new, does that mean better?
I think yes, because it is hard for me to picture this defense being too much worse.
Mm-hmm.
So yes, better.
Because I do think it's going to be better. You have better talent, and anybody that wants to. Mike used to say this all the time, and I was like, man, he is right on this one specifically. He would say about Luka. He's out there playing with minor leaguers. He's out there playing with G leaguers, Dwight Powell and Dorian Finney-Smith. And I'd be like, I don't know, some of those guys are actual good NBA players. This team had minor leaguers on the defensive side of the ball. Like, they literally did not have the talent at a lot of different areas.
I mean, it brought us yesterday. He was like, yeah, you saw that some of the players that they had depended on, not that they didn't play, they just didn't even suit up.
Yeah. And so, like that, again, Damone Clark gone. You know, that, like those things right there. I thought Damone Clark was pretty good his first year. And then something fell off every step of the way for him with this organization. But I think it can be better because you have more talent. Now, obviously, that's one of the reasons I want Diggs back. I think Diggs is talented. Now, his desire and want to is another question.
I hear you.
But the more I say this about the teeth all the time. Put more teeth into this thing, and you're going to get – you can – is it Tim Brown? When you have guys that are that talented, then you can go outside of the box and start being creative and making plays instead of just filling your gap. Now I can go be a playmaker because I know the restraints. I know the rules of the defense. What's the Landman quote from Billy Bob Thornton? If you think you know the rules, if you can bend the rules if you know them, you can break them if you really know them.
Are you taking that quote from a promo or have you seen that show?
It's a promo, definitely, okay. And it plays on our station, Kevin, because I listen to the station.
I do too, but you've not seen that show. Should
not
you
one
quote
time
a show you've never
not
seen?
One time. Hey, I saw a scene from it.
The Jerry Jones scene.
I watched that whole scene.
Okay.
I also saw that our intern, our former intern Amelia, is doing a story, or did a story on CBS 11 from one of the rooms where they make oil deals. So check that out because she's awesome and she was our former intern.
If you have watched Landman, will you let me know if it's good? Because I haven't seen it.
But I think because you have more talent, this team, this defense can do things that Eberflus wants them to do because it relies heavily on the penetration up the middle. And the fight and work that they do on that defensive front, and everything else fills from there. Now, Kenneth Murray has to play at the level he played at two nights ago every time.
You think he can?
I don't know. I've never seen it.
That's a fair answer.
His career is inconsistent. Logan Wilson, I'd like to see more, and there you're going to get more as he gets going here. He understands this defense. He understands what he's telling people what to do, actually. So that's nice to see. And secondary-wise, Kalen Carson had a good outing. Bland had a good outing. This team played against a bad team.
Agreed.
That's why, consistency-wise, Kevin,
for sure,
I have to see them do something similar against the Eagles in this next upcoming game.
So I just looked at, and I know a lot of this got talked about, but first 10 games for the defense, just terrible. It could have gone a tiny bit worse, but not too much worse. They were third to last in the league in yards given up. They were second to last, second to worst in the league in points given up. But then you had the return of, or the trading impact of, Quinnen Williams, Logan Wilson, Demarvion Overshown, Revel, Hooker, Wilson. So a whole lot of new players came in. And then you saw a couple of interesting looks. And I'm not saying it's going to be like this all of the time, but The idea of the four-man front with Ezeraku, Quinnen Williams, Kenny Clark, and Osa, and that's going from left to right, with Osa playing outside the tackle, I would love to see a little bit more of that. I thought that's an intriguing development, especially since we've talked a lot about what next year is going to look like, but you said something along this lines yesterday is, hey, let's just focus on right now. Mm-hmm. Like, next year will figure itself out in the offseason. But
Ezeraku's growth and development this season, Kevin,
very positive,
is so much more than I even expected, because there are a lot of times where you'll get, oh my gosh, yeah, keep an eye on this guy. I'm like, all right. And we know what we saw at camp. And we were like, dude, this is fun. Then you get in games and we'd be like, what's happening here? Then as the season's gone on, you're like, oh, he just needed to turn into an NFL player.
Right.
He's still not, like, there's still some things, but he, like, that's a nice thing to see right now. But that is definitely a future thing. What can he do right now? Just keep doing what he's doing and growing.
And I think I'd be really excited about the development of Maris Liefau, because then theoretically, not to say they're going to be future all pros or anything like that, but then you could look at all three levels of the defense and be like, ooh, I'm feeling pretty good about Ezeraku. I'm feeling pretty good about Liefau at corner. Maybe you're feeling pretty good about Kalen Carson. Then hopefully we can throw Revell in there as well. And I've already said the last name two different ways right there. But I would like it if you had those younger players that you felt like really were up and coming. And you'll need more games to stack on to feel that way. Because then some of the moves you made for Osa in terms of the money you paid him or the move for Quinnen feel easier to absorb, because you're like, yeah, but we're not paying some of these other players very much money because we drafted well.
Mm-hmm.
Like, that's the hope.
Yeah, and then later down the road, you can, when you have more money, obviously.
Hey, we'll worry about that in like 2 or 3 years, because then they're like, we're good and we want to get paid.
I know I joked yesterday about the 7-iron, because that was something Schottenheimer had said leading up to, I'm playing with a 7-iron. The training camp games, the preseason games. He was just like, why am I going to show Philadelphia anything? I'm going out there and letting Joe Milton run around and toss the ball. We know what we have in Will Greer. We're trying to figure out some of these other guys, the ancillary guys on this team, letting some developing happen a little bit early. And so we were kind of like, all right, we'll wait. And then they pop, right? That first game, you're like, whoa, I didn't expect this.
Right.
And they revert to being a bad defense. I think that Eberflus has had some things that he was like, I can't do that with this team. Much like the playing zone coverage.
Yes.
If I can't do it, why would I even try? Look what happened in Chicago. I mean, if I was a coach that had been embarrassed like that, I would have stood up on the table in front of the GM and owner and been like, did you just see what happened? I can't do the things I want to do. Get me some help. And so that's the main reason I think you're going to see different wrinkles pop up into this thing as you see, oh, I can do this with Quinnen Williams. I can do what you just said. I can do this with Osa.
Yeah.
I can do this with Overshown. Like, there's so many new things I think that he can do. Now, whether or not they can execute it, completely different thing.
I think DeMarvian Overshown said exactly how you feel. Did you hear his breakdown of the defense in that game?
Mm.
He goes, it looked like a magic show. As soon as you seen one of them do something, it was another one. Like, they just kept pulling the tricks out of the bag.
I love it.
And that is an amazing thing to say. But I wanted to go along with that. And look, I understand. It's not like the Cowboys players are going to go, oh, Raiders aren't very good. Let's see what happens after this. So I understand if people are like, what are they supposed to say? But I like these quotes. Quinnen Williams, after his Cowboys debut, I think we can transcend to be a great defense. If you think that rhetoric is too high, let's go to something more reasonable. I want to keep stacking these, man.
Yes.
I want to keep stacking these performances, and I want to keep getting better week in and week out. And then here's the thing that I think is your point. And it's just the main goal, man, to keep stacking up the good things, fix the bad things, and win football games.
Yes. There's nothing I love more than hearing a coach walked into a room and was like, guys, we got this.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. If Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price, so that means a half day. Yeah, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan, equivalent to $15 per month. Required new customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I got a plan that's going to knock your socks off. Now, the words that I'm using right now are very gentle. But guys, we're gonna go out there and F these guys up.
Right.
Y'all get ready. Y'all like to hit? Guess what? I got a plan for y'all to hit. I want Eberflus to have that kind of confidence in his players that he walks in and slams the book down and goes, guys, this one right here, this.
You can donate that $19 to my possibilities. Now, you won't get anything tangible, but you will get my admiration.
I love that.
So again, if somebody gave
that
to me. I
trying to get that.
Okay.
Same.
Mm-hmm.
You know, you're a couple of years away. It's kind of like a credit score. Like, you have to have 25 years of credit to get to the absolute top. So you're almost there, Corey.
There. Keep, close.
How much to donate to get Kevin's address? That's a great question. That is a great question. We will figure it out. Kevin, what does Peace-a-thon support? I've been a Tolo for over a year, but I've never asked. Do you want to take this one, Corey? As we're clearly going to push navigating the NFC East. But when we get there, Alec, oh, it's going to be good.
All right. So Peace-a-thon promotes my possibilities. That's where we started with this.
Is year 12.
I will add we are expanding. I have thoughts on even more expansion. But we are expanding with Sandlot Children's Charity this year as well. As Jared Sandler's auction, we just raised the most money for a table that we've ever raised for that this year. And the event's going on in December, so we're excited about that. So we are expanding a little bit with them. But my possibilities is a place that we got involved with, 12 years ago is what you just said?
Correct.
Man, they came to me years before that and just let me know, hey, we got about 10 students, and we're working over here in Plano. And the hipsters over there, hugely important people, are people with cognitive disorders, Down syndrome. It could have even been a wreck that caused a brain injury.
Yes.
Lots of different things that people, whenever they're done with high school, they don't have the same opportunities as often.
Nowhere for them to go.
Yeah, and so my possibility said we're going to give them skills. We're going to give them workforce skills, and we're going to get them into the workforce so they can live a life that it is also something they can be part of the society. And they've done that, man. They serve, I think I just saw the other day, they're up to 1,200 students now.
From 10.
And so this is the work that they've been doing.
Wow.
Anybody that knows Lucy's story knows this. I've said it every year. I don't know if she will need my possibilities. I don't know if she will go there. But the fact that it's there, and I know that she'll be able to go there and get skills to go out and be in the workforce and do something like that, and also have a group of friends that she can work with the whole time she's there, that's something that's very special to me. So that's one of the reasons that my heart's so devoted to this thing in that way. And I love that we're actually able to open up even more and do even more in our community, too, because that's what we're all about, man. We're all in this together, holding hands, trying to make it and trying to figure it out together. So thank you very much, Tolos, for being part of this.
Somebody asked about being on the show. And they said, I'm going to go to war bidding for that this year.
Good. I love that.
Please
love that.
Do. Because I'm going to say this now. Hopefully it doesn't come up again at the time. I know sometimes people want to win some of these auctions and the prices get really high and they're disappointed. I am sorry that you are disappointed about that. I am. We don't take any of the money. It all goes to my possibilities. You know, like if you ever wonder like, oh, what percentage of the money actually goes to the charity?
Every nickel.
100%. Yeah. And so like any out-of-pocket costs are out of our pockets, all right? None of that is deducted from the amount. So whatever the total amount is, you know, like last year was like $86,314, whatever the hell the number was. That is exactly the amount of money that goes to my possibility. So if you're ever worried about, oh, what goes here? What costs that? Nothing. $0 comes out of the total for that. From the 214, I'm totally going to bid big on this. We have so many cool things. We have a Cowboys preseason suite. We have a Texas Rangers regular season game suite. We have a Gordie Howe Houston Aeros 1970s era hockey stick, and I am still trying to track down information. I think it might have been used in a game. We have a Julius Jones game used autographed jersey. Like, he wore it in the game that he played in, which I think is super duper cool. We have a Hank Aaron autographed baseball jersey.
Yeah, I've seen it.
It's awesome.
I've seen it. It's pretty special.
And that is framed up as well. And then we have a... It's a giant, it's like a, I think, 5-foot by 6-foot Kevin Durant painting.
What?
That I looked it up and I thought, I'm going to have to look up the name again. It's David G. It's an artist. And I looked him up. I don't remember his last name, but I was amazed to learn that he is a huge deal in the art world because, well, guess what? Garibaldi. There we go. That was the first thing that popped up when I typed in David G. artist. He had a Kiss painting that was about the same size as this that went for $20,000. Now, we are most certainly not setting the price that high, but it is... Yeah, if you want to bid that much, hell yeah. It is an amazing, amazing piece that I learned a lot about because, Corey, unlike you, I do not know a lot about the art world.
That's true. I've told you many times how important stories are to art. A couple things real quick. I did get a suggestion for some more wrestling tickets. I got a thought there.
Okay.
To talk about with you. But somebody said, have you guys ever thought about doing one or two raffles? And I know we've discussed this at length. Do we have an idea for that this year yet?
Yes.
And we need to talk to the, people first,
We did a raffle last year.
Yeah.
Because I remember it was for the Luka jersey. Well, unfortunately, that didn't work out long term. But the woman who won it, she was like in her 60s, and she goes, oh, my God, I've never won anything like that. It was like the most heartwarming email. And then somebody asked, are you still going to do watch a wrestling pay-per-view with Kevin? Yes, that is on there. Somebody asked, do you have any AEW stuff? You know how I work, right, Corey? What happens at this time of year?
You almost die.
Oh, well, that's true.
Okay.
But also, I try to get more.
Yes.
So I do
That's true.
I do have two pairs of tickets to an upcoming AEW television taping of your choice. But we got the news that Collision, their Saturday show, is going to be at the Esports Stadium for the entire month of January. So I have gone back to the AEW people and I was like, hey, you were super, super generous. Is there any way you could up the game a little bit here and give us a little bit more? And by the way, David Garibaldi, amazing drummer, that's the same guy. That artist is the same guy, the drummer guy. I promise you.
We do not get a big tax cut. There's no way we use this as a big tax cut.
Like you and I?
Yeah, that's not, we don't do that.
Monetarily,
this has nothing.
We have done this many years. Yeah. I can tell you for a fact, none of us benefit from this monetarily. In fact, we work extra for no extra money.
I could talk to my friends over at MoneyWorks Group and say, hey, is there a way that we can work a tax cut on this? But actually, I do think there's a way for you to donate and learn how to donate with through him.
Okay.
With that. But Kevin, there's some people saying, hey, I got a row of 3 to 4 chairs from Texas State. Stadium.
Yes.
Our friend Alec Medford has donated a chair from Texas State. I love this part too, because now people are like, hold on, I got an idea. And it gets the juices flowing, man. And it's really fun. I'm getting chills just thinking about it for next week.
It's like people don't care that I finished logging everything last week.
You want to add more, though? You just said you want more.
I'm just kidding. I definitely. Are we going
to
auction?
I might ask you to take it up to my possibilities and drop it off.
That actually is a good idea. Are we going to auction off a session to watch that TV show with Alex? So. One more thing. I know.
We got a clock, Kevin.
I know. One more thing. Been talking with our great friend and fan alum, Mike Dingus, although I actually think he might not want any credit for this. And we are setting up maybe one, maybe two theater rentals where you will have the entire movie theater to yourself. If you want to watch Lilo and Stitch with Alec, that is your option. And then I'll let Corey explain to you what's going to happen after that. Probably
get a couple drinks in Alec. You know, you never know exactly what could happen.
No.
Is that what he wanted me to say, Alec? Is that what you wanted me to say?
I don't know. You backed me in the corner
sit
here.
In a room, you could sit in a room with him and touch people that are touching him. And and maybe even order him.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because, let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here. Wishing you a very happy half-off holiday, because right now, Mint Mobile is offering you the gift of 50% off unlimited. To be clear, that's half price, not half the service. And Mint is still premium unlimited wireless for a great price. So, that means a half day, yeah? Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speeds low after 35 gigabytes of networks busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Whatever happens today, plan to conquer it with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. True North Convenience Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. Our brew is truly perfect for any time of the day. During October and November, enter for a chance to win free coffee for a year. Check the True Rewards app for details or find the mobile app in your favorite app store. Offer valid 10-7 through 12-1. True Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Drink. See where things go.
Huh.
Is that what you meant?
I think it is societally acceptable to pimp out a guy.
Yeah.
But if it was a lady, that would be not okay. But since it's a man, I think you're fine. We're the KNC masterpiece right here.
No, do not answer that.
Because I had an answer. Coming up next, I promise we'll go across the NFC East later in the show. I promise, promise, promise. Coming up next, though, it's time for Baseball Nuggets. Who can knock Judge and Ohtani off their MVP thrones? Next on The Fan.
The 1-2 coming from Thompson. And Ohtani torches one, tosses the bat, and watches it fly. Shohei Ohtani breaks the tie with a three-run bomb because, of course...
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan.
This has been
how I've responded to some people. Do you have a Patrick Mahomes autographed jersey? And I said, not this year, unless you have one. Because we did have one last year. I'm efforting to get another one. I've not done well on that front so far. All right. Right now, it's time for some baseball nuggets. There was a trade. As the Orioles acquired Taylor Ward from the Angels for Grayson Rodriguez in a one-for-one trade. Now, we've seen a little bit of trickling for the start of the baseball offseason. We saw Naylor, and now you get this trade. So, not a ton just yet, but you are starting to see some more activity. One thing that I feel like would fundamentally shake the balance of power in baseball, Paul Skenes is like, no. On the reported Yankees trade rumor, Paul Skenes, a man of many words, said, obviously, it's not true. Which is great, because I'm not going to lie. I want to see Paul Skenes on a big stage, not that big stage. Or the Dodgers.
You believe him?
I do.
Why?
He feels like he does not have tolerance for nonsense.
Also feels like he doesn't have control over that. Yankees want him. They'll get him.
That's true. That's true. The Pirates said it's not happening, but.
I'm just like, this is, I agree. I think that there's no way that Yankees aren't keeping tabs.
Okay.
You know, their desire is to eventually get Gerrit Cole 2.0.
Right.
Whenever Gerrit Cole 1.0 is done. You know, like that's, it might not be now, but it will be sometime. They are going to do what they can because the rest of the league understands that they are a farm system to the Yankees.
Yeah.
Except for the Dodgers.
Yeah. Now, speaking of the Yankees and the Dodgers, Ohtani and Judge, we talked about this last week. They both won MVPs. First time in the history of Major League Baseball that both the AL and NL MVP have repeated.
Really?
Isn't that crazy?
In the history of the game?
In the history of baseball, it's the first time both have repeated, I was going to say in back-to-back years, but I guess that's
so
what
kinda,
repeated means.
Kind of does prove the point that it shouldn't happen. But the voters are a bunch of chumps.
I had not considered that. So, that's kind of a good point. Now, you got an opportunity, both the American League and the National League. You get to pick one player from the American League and one player from the National League you think most likely to knock off either one of those people from their MVP throne.
I mean, Wyatt Langford's not there yet.
No.
I think the National... I don't think it's too difficult for Ohtani to get knocked off because he pitches as well, and he's good at both. And I just think that, like, he's going to... Kevin, he's going to do something else on the bases that you're like, huh? Nobody's done that either before?
So that was a semicolon. You said, I don't think it's too difficult to knock Ohtani off. You're saying, I don't think it's too difficult. Pause.
Yes, I don't think. It's too difficult.
I gotcha.
Yeah, I stopped after I don't think. No, it's too difficult to knock Ohtani off. Judge, I don't... Have we ever seen Barry Bonds type of difference in him versus everybody else.
Yeah, and even that is difficult because he was strictly an offensive player.
And that's where, like, with I'm talking about Judge right now.
Oh.
Judging the way he's hitting, it's all right. I'm all over the place. But judging the way that he's hitting, I feel like Barry Bonds is a comparison because he's so separate from everybody else. Cal Raleigh had a great season.
Yeah.
Still, was his OPS 200 points lower?
Yep.
It's just like the number is insane. Now, the other thing, too, is what do all these writers judge off? OPS, war, what is it? Because if you watch the games, those are different things, too. But hitting-wise, nobody's even close to Judge right now
in the AL. I think... in the AL, I would say Bobby Witt Jr. because defensively, that's another wrinkle.
Nobody cares about defense. They just proved it with Cal Raleigh.
You're actually probably right about that. But platinum glove guy, and if he can get close offensively, because I think he can, maybe not with just the home runs, but in terms of the OPS, and he hits a ton of doubles.
And triples.
My vote, yes. Because he's super fast. My vote for the AL, if you had to pick somebody, would be Bobby Witt Jr.
Okay.
Not saying it's easy. That's my guess.
I mentioned Wyatt Langford, or maybe I didn't. I just was thinking.
You said he's not there yet.
Do you think he ever will be MVP caliber?
Yeah. I do. I still do.
You think people will notice at that point, or... See, that's the thing. Didn't we feel like we had Rangers MVP caliber guys, but they were on the Rangers?
See, here's the thing, though. Baseball is an outlier in terms of that sport. Because remember, A-Rod won MVP when we were awful. You can win MVP when your team sucks.
Mm-hmm.
So from the 972 and 214, 817, they said Acuna. And another person brought up Ellie De La Cruz. I'm going to go a different direction. Throw out a potentially radical pick. I say Paul Skeens.
Oh, hold on. I'm sorry, Kevin.
Hmm?
I didn't even think about Nick Kurtz.
Look, man.
I didn't even think about the amazing stretch he went on.
One of the best rookie regular seasons ever. If he can continue to do that,
yeah,
he can challenge.
All right, yeah. I'll leave.
That's
my option next year.
He's got pop, for sure.
That is my option for next year. All right, NL.
I'm going to say Paul Skeens. He had an amazing rookie year, and in his second year, he won Cy Young. There's absolutely precedent for starting pitchers winning the MVP. And I know you're going to be like, well, Ohtani pitches too. Look at how much Ohtani actually pitched last year. If you think he's going to pitch a lot more next year, well, then it might be impossible. I think Paul Skeens can put up a season so dominant that he can win it.
Here's what I think is going to happen. Paul Skeens is going to be that great. Ohtani is going to also hit, like he does, 50 home runs or something like that, 58, steal 45 bases.
Meh, whatever.
Yeah, he's going to hit and do stuff like that. He's also going to pitch. You pointed out, like he was injured. They waited a lot this year.
For sure.
But then, Kevin, he's going to go, all right, what's Paul Skeens not doing? He's not closing these games. So he's going to pitch games, and he's also going to close twice a week.
Oh,
and
man.
You're going to be like, how is he doing that? And he's going to be like, because I'm freaking Ohtani, dude. I sleep 11 hours a day, and then I play baseball. That's what I do.
I realize that if you're like, sure, if I had $700 million eventually coming to me, I could figure it out. But do you ever wonder if you slept for 11 hours a day, if you could heighten your abilities as a human?
Yes.
I realize probably not conceivable for a variety of reasons, but sometimes I'm like, I know I can't be Ohtani. Could I be the Ohtani version of Kevin if I could sleep 11 hours a day? Don't know.
Somebody said NL upset Mookie. And I do wonder.
Mookie Betts is fantastic.
I do wonder the guys on those teams, if they're just like, no, we love winning all these World Series. I don't care about an MVP. I'm not going to beat my teammate.
Yeah.
It's just not going to happen no matter how good I am. I can see James Wood being an option. He's got a lot of power in him, but it's just he's got a long way to go before he gets to the level of Paul Skeens, let alone Ohtani.
From the 972, if Kershaw never won MVP, then Skeens doesn't have a chance. I will, of course, tell you that Clayton Kershaw did win the MVP in 2014. So maybe that means he does have a chance.
It was that seventh inning that was a struggle for him.
Yeah. Hey, that's in the playoffs, you jerk. By the way, the Rangers made a couple of, just kind of bookkeeping
moves.
They moved Abby Ortiz to the 40-man roster.
I have a rookie auto on him.
I know.
Pre-rookie.
And then David Davaio as well and Leandro Lopez. They moved them all up ahead of the Rule 5 draft. Didn't think there was any chance they would be willing to lose any of those three players. So the Rangers made those moves as well. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. Coming up next, let's talk with our Dallas Cowboys insider, Mickey Spagnola, right here on The Fan.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detecttheSOS.com to learn more.